And today on the program, we're going to be talking about Erickson Public Library. And joining us on the phone, we've got Candy Nelk and Rhonda Kelly. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Mr. Z is off doing something else.
Yeah, so I will try to fill in for him as best I can.
Oh, well, it's, you know, we can only do so much.
Right, exactly. That's right.
We just try to get it out. Okay, so August, kind of a transition month for you. You came out of the summer reading program. Everybody got a chance to kind of step back.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that you did spend a little time talking about what happened, your immediate reaction from summer reading, and some things we would look at maybe changing, maybe adding to, different things like that, without going too far, of course, but starting to talk about it anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. We were very happy that the number of people we had participating this year and actively coming to programs was actually more than we've had since COVID. So it felt like we were back to real normal this summer. So it was fabulous.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And obviously all ages taking part. So that's always good to do that.
Absolutely.
We like that.
And we did continue to do bingo in August.
Well, there are some things we just can't get away from.
Well, I literally was only going to offer it one time, and it was so successful that we offered it 8 weeks. And we had a great time. And if I have a minute, I just would like to give a shout-out to our sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
Because people love prizes, and these businesses provided, and I appreciate that so much. It was Emma's Elegance, Vision Bank, Boone Bank and Trust, Ogden Telephone, Asian Buffet, The Lavender Basket, The Bookshop, Shiloh Burke Insurance, and, of course, the Friends of Erickson Public Library. So we are very grateful. It was a fun, fun program. We had over 300 people participate. And I think everybody had a good time. I know I did.
Well, we know something like that, all ages can participate. And you don't have big prizes, just a prize.
Yeah, they were kind of funky, but kids got really excited for a $1 Dutch oven gift certificate.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And just little trinkets that were added. Other people did donate, other patrons, and we did have some fairly big prizes. We had some Squishmallows. We had some puzzles. They didn't really care. They just were excited to win and get something.
So you're telling me then that our bingo is on hiatus?
Well, not entirely. We do have a bingo in September. Zach and I are kind of picking up the mantle. We're actually doing a band book bingo, and Annie's Foundation is actually sponsoring prizes for that.
We'll keep the trend going here.
Right?
Yeah,
so at least one chance for a bingo in September.
It might become a monthly feature. We'll see.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll figure that out. I know during August you had a lot of your regular programs are going. Still add some special things added in there. But what are we looking at September? Obviously, the first thing up is we're closed on Labor Day.
Yes, we are closed on Labor Day, and then we are actually also closed for Pufferbilly Weekend on September the 21st.
Okay.
So everybody in town can go to the parade and participate in Pufferbilly Day. So we are closed that Saturday as well.
Okay. Otherwise, what's going on? Why don't you start out with Mr. Z's stuff for September?
Yeah, let's cover his area. So the September Story Walk, we'd like to thank Boone Daybreakers Kiwanis for sponsoring that. Again, if you're not familiar with the Story Walk, it's located north of the swimming pool in McCoy's Park, and we're always looking for sponsors for this project. So if any business or individual would like to be a sponsor for the monthly Story Walk, please touch base with us, and we would love to have you. So look forward to the new Story Walk in September.
And for those that don't know, that was one of those where somebody actually came to you and said, could I sponsor this?
Yeah. No, it's fabulous. It's such a great program, and it gets families you know, or individuals out walking, you know, reading the story as they walk along. So,
sure.
Yeah, it's, all right. It's nice to have, for sure.
Okay.
We have a special guest coming. That's been the reoccurring theme as well. Fly Guy is going to be here in September, a very popular character from a popular children's book series. Wednesday, September 4th and Thursday, September 5th, both at 10 a.m. during story time. So come and enjoy story songs, a craft, and of course have a picture taken with Fly Guy. So that'll be really fun.
Okay.
Zach did start morning weekly story times this week, so we're back to regular story times, as well as Music and Movement, which we have the second and fourth Friday every month. Family Fun coming up in September. Tuesday, September 10th at 6 p.m., it will be a walrus story time. It will have an interactive activity, stories, and songs all about walruses. And then Tuesday, September 17th at 6 p.m. is a stars story time. So an evening story time all about the stars. And then we added an extra family, we're calling it Family Fun Night, but it is open all ages, you know, even individuals without children, that's fine. It's going to be the Band Book Bingo, and that's Tuesday, September 24th at 6 p.m., so that is open to all ages, so come on out, and that is taking place during Band Book Week, which is September 22nd through the 28th. And we'll have displays through the library, you know, with books that have been banned. So come take a peek. Yeah.
Explain to listeners, she didn't say banned book. She said banned, B-A-N-N-E-D.
Correct.
Banned
yes,
books.
Correct.
Okay.
For sure. So, yeah, so that is happening. And then also September is Library Card Sign-Up Month. So if you do not have a library card, or if you can encourage someone that you know that doesn't have one, September is a great month. We kind of celebrate that all month long.
All right.
So please come check us out, see all the things that we have to offer. So much more than just books. We love books, but we have so much more.
So much more.
We encourage you to do that. So that is what we have going on for the littles.
Okay.
As well, just a reminder, that day that we're closed for Puffer Billy would normally be a Saturday story time weekend, so obviously there will not be a Saturday story time, but Saturday, September 7th will be a Saturday story time at 10 a.m. So
it's always first and third, right?
Correct.
Yep.
Yep, it sure is. Yeah. So I think that is Mr. Z's department.
Some of the highlights
Most of his stuff, yeah. I will make a note that Rory Readers, we have changed the date for September just because I will not be available the following week. So we have moved Rory Readers to, actually it's coming up pretty quickly, this Tuesday, September the 3rd, right after Labor Day, at 7 p.m. So you can go on our website calendar and sign up for the Zoom link if you have not registered prior to that, for that open book discussion. For the tweens and teens, we had a very successful chess club this summer, and there's enough interest that we're continuing that on. So that's going to be kind of a new regular fall program, open for grades 5 through 12. And that's going to be the fourth Thursday of every month down in the activity room in the children's department at 4 p.m., so an after-school club. Also continuing on with Lego Club, the interest in that has not waned. That is very popular. And we do that on Early Out Wednesday, the third Wednesday every month, where they have Early Out from school at 2 p.m.
Okay.
This coming Wednesday, the first Early Out, we typically try to do some type of arts-related program. So we are celebrating Dot Day a little earlier in the month than it is officially celebrated, but it's based on a story by Peter Reynolds, and it's just about making your mark.
Okay.
So we're going to put out craft materials and have them make their mark and be creative in any way that that they want to express themselves through art. So that's at 2 p.m. So it gives the kids something to do when they get out of school early. Come on over to the library. We will try our best to keep you busy.
There's always something.
Exactly. And then this summer, I had started offering for kids and tweens. They call it a brain break, but it basically we pull the video up on the one screen, clear a whole bunch of area in the Storytime meeting room, and it has freeze dance, the floor is lava, all kinds of challenges for them. So it's basically like a movement type of program. It gets them moving around. So we're going to start offering that the third Thursday of every month at 4 p.m., so after school. And then, of course, we, you know, sometimes we'll provide a snack or refreshments. They definitely use the water fountain a lot during that program because it's a lot of movement, but it's great to, you know, get them energized and, well, get some of that energy out, I should say. Hopefully for the parents, they'll sleep better that night.
get them out from behind a screen is what
it right? Is. There you go.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then the one other thing I did want to mention is for Mindful Monday, because we're closed Labor Day, and I actually will be away the following Mondays. So Mindful Monday is only going to be offered the 23rd and the 30th this month. And that is a program you can attend in person or sign up on our website for the Zoom link. And the subject this month is creating more awe in your life, A-W-E. So, yeah, so come on out if you haven't participated in that before.
All right, good.
And one last thing. I'm really, really excited about this program. I heard about this gentleman who does presentations across Iowa. He was just recently at another library, so I contacted him. His name is Rod Stanley, and he is a retired history teacher and historian from Dexter, Iowa. He helps to run the Dexter Museum, and he is going to be coming talking about the exploits of Bonnie and Clyde through Iowa.
Ooh.
Yes, it is the 90th anniversary this year of the last bank they robbed, which was in Stuart, Iowa in 1934. And I also touched base with a couple who have moved to Iowa from Washington State who have purchased the bank in Stuart. And the last few years have been renovating it. They were really hopeful to have it open this year because it's the 90th anniversary. But, you know, as all construction plans go, you run into some snags. So they had to do some more fundraising. They're still not there yet, but they did just get granted a significant amount of money to help with the restoration. But they're restoring the bank. They're planning on opening the bottom part of the bank as a wine bar, speakeasy, and pie shop, which I think is amazing. And the top part is going to be an Airbnb where that you can stay in called Bonnie and Clyde's Hideaway. The old bank vault is still there. There is a hole in the ceiling that apparently Clyde shot the ceiling that obviously they, you know, plastered over, but you can still see it. So it's just a neat part of history. So she is going to be here that evening as well, talking about the restoration that they're doing on the bank. And then this program kind of turned into a little bit, we kind of extended it. So we're going to start at 5 p.m. We're going to be showing a documentary about Bonnie and Clyde. So if you want more of a history of them in general, you can come watch the documentary. Then Rod Stanley is going to do his presentation at 6:30 p.m. And I've heard everybody that has seen him said that he's amazing. Like, he gives accounts of people who actually, in Iowa, met Bonnie and Clyde, encountered them, you know, had... It's fascinating. So that starts at 6:30. We will have a few. I have definitely one or two lined up, but I'm hoping to get some more classic cars outside the library that you can have photo ops with. We're encouraging you to come dressed, you know, 1920s Great Gatsby for those photo ops. And then very kindly, Bottled Bliss, which is just a block from the library at 706 Keeler Street. They are staying open a little bit later than they normally would on a Wednesday night. So from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. after the library program's done, they are going to have a speakeasy night over at Bottled Bliss.
Okay.
And they're hoping to have a few special cocktails, and a portion of those cocktails, the money will go back to Friends of the Library.
Right.
So we're pretty excited about that. It's going to be a fun night.
Wednesday? What Wednesday?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, the day would be good, wouldn't it? it is the last Wednesday of the month, September the 25th.
Okay.
So, and all the information's on our website, Facebook page, so check it out.
Okay. Candy, what do you got?
Okay, well, first I'm going to backtrack just a minute and talk about Gene Gross. He was at the library Wednesday night. He's a Ames author. He came and told us about his first book that's been published. It's going to be a series. The first book came out like 3 months ago. It's called The Girl in the Net, and it's a mystery thriller set around the Iowa Great Lakes region. He was a band director in Spencer for 20 years, and then he moved to Ames and was a band director there, but he had always had a lifelong yearning to write a book. And so once he retired, he finally wrote this book, and it looks like a fabulous read, and it was really fun to hear his story and how he had thought about this his whole life, and now he's in his 70s, and he published this book, and he's got book number 2 coming out next May. He donated a book. It's already going out today, so you can reserve it and check it out and read it for yourself. But Gene Gross and his wife Vicki were there, and it was really nice to hear how he evolved through the years and how he just had this dream and he fulfilled it. So good for him.
That's great.
Okay. We are offering a library survey through October 1st. You should be getting it also in your water bill this month, or in September, mm-hmm. I believe. Or you can stop into the library. We have paper copies and fill it out. So you can give us some ideas of what you use at the library, what you'd like to see happen. It's for the 5-year plan.
Sure.
And we've had a number of them, paper copies returned. We did notice that people are not turning them over. You need to turn it over and fill out the back to it.
Okay.
It's not very long. You could do it in under 10 minutes max, I would say. So I know there's a lot of surveys floating around town, but this one's important too, and we encourage you to fill one out.
Yeah. Pretty easy. They can pick it up off the website if they want to do it that way too.
Yes, it's on the website. And if somebody said, but I don't see, where do I click? There's a banner across the top of the page, and it rolls, and so there'll be different things that show up there. But when you see survey, if you just click on that big screen, it'll take you right to the survey.
Okay. All right.
The bead catalog, where the seeds have gone bye-bye, and the old card catalog will become the bead, B-E-A-D, catalog on the 9th. So you can stop in and pick up 2 packets a person per day.
Okay.
We have our regular programs on the 12th. The social agencies will be visiting Aging Resources of Central Iowa, Iowa Legal Aid, Access Assault Care Center, the Bridge Home. It's a busy day, but we're offering these agencies for you, and they're free. Please stop in. No prior registration. Just stop in. It's confidential. And talk to these folks. At 1:45 on the 12th, we'll have the last Fresh Conversations. Their funding has run out, so we will be offering it one more time. And we so appreciate the partnership with Eastern Star Wellness Center, who they've been offering it there every month. And it's really, I'm so sad because our program finally found a really good time at 1:45 where a lot of people could come, and yet the funding ran out. So we're hoping to replace that with another program. So stay tuned. Books at the Brewery will be that night at 7, hugely popular. Mm-hmm. Always new people are trickling in. Great to see everybody. Writer's Workshop is being moved also because of Pufferbilly Days. It's usually the 3rd Saturday, but it will be on Saturday the 14th.
All right.
There'll also be a program that morning, late morning at 11:30, Habitat for Humanity 101. Nan Sloan is affiliated with Habitat for Humanity, and she will be coming to talk about how you can become qualified to be a recipient of a home. It's not free, but you do have to donate 300 hours of volunteer labor, either you or your family, and you are able to get a home at no interest. So she just wants to get the word out that this opportunity is available, but you do need to be qualified. So if you're interested, please stop in. It'll be in the second floor meeting room. and just hear what she has to say. She'll probably be there from 11:30 to 1.
All right, good.
September 20th, we're coming up on the enrollment period for Medicare. Tucker Mitchell will be at the library on the 20th at noon, just to answer your questions. He's not selling anything. He's just there to talk about Medicare, and often he can talk with you one-on-one, so stop in. Also, we have a private investigator coming on Monday the 23rd at 6:30, and she's going to talk about how to prevent and identify romance fraud and or dating deception. And I asked her who she was, you know, who's your target audience? And she said, surprisingly enough, it's seniors. She said, you know, do you think you might know how you're navigating the internet? But she's going to be there to help answer your questions.
That's interesting. Yeah, because there are a lot of bad stories, very unfortunate stories about that.
Right. I mean, if you're divorced or maybe you've been recently widowed or you're just looking for some companionship, she can give you some pointers on how to navigate these sites and not get sucked into some scam.
Yeah. Okay. Good. That's on the 23rd, right? 23rd, you
yeah,
said?
That's on the 23rd at 6:30 p.m. Also, no registration, just come.
All right.
And it's not on the calendar, but we will start, I'm going to start trying to have monthly craft nights again. We had one last month where people could make a clock out of recycled materials. It's going into fall, so we'll have a fall craft, we'll have a Halloween craft. So stay tuned for that. Watch our Facebook page. And also on the main floor, I've started to put out jigsaw puzzles, and there's a calendar there where if you participate, even if you just put in one piece or you stroll by and, you know, put in the border, and mark on the calendar. But sometimes we're changing it daily. So,
is that right?
The 300-piece puzzles are quickly put together. So. Ugh. Yesterday, I put out 1,000.
Oh, you're going after them now.
Yeah, they're going to have to work on it a few days. And we do take donations of puzzles because once people put it together, I put it over on the craft swap table.
Sure.
And people can come in and take it home to put together at their house. So it's something we're trying to offer people, especially as the cold weather starts setting in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People like good puzzles. So.
And we'll probably do the house plant swap table through September. I usually like to offer it until cold weather. So through September, and then it'll go away for the season as well.
Oh, no. Well, we are getting to that time of the year, though. And September, get your library card if you don't. Or if you've got one and you haven't used it for a long time.
Come on back.
You can come in.
You might be fired. People have been calling a lot this week saying, I want to use Libby, but I can't get into my account. And usually it's because they've expired. And we just update your card every 2 years, see if your address or your phone number's changed, and then you can get back on Libby. So.
It's not hard to do, folks.
We can help you.
So good. Hey, I do appreciate you taking time getting us updated on what's going on. September, again, closed on Labor Day, on Monday. But open the rest of the week, and then closed again on Saturday the 21st for Puffer Belly Day. So
that's right.
That's what we're working on here in September. And you guys have a great Labor Day holiday. And we'll visit with you again next time, okay?
Sounds great. You as well, Jim. Thank you.